This is Dr. Reddy Nicholas. Give a report patient Lysia, LESI, Alicia Matthews, indicates procedural patient history form polyp. Large bone polyp removed last year, August 2021, which was affected. This is a follow-up in colonoscopy for polypectomy site. Full insertion of bacteria on the cell. Dr. Chandler, patient arbitral blood pressure, recurrent after abscess colonoscopy with hard force of polypectomy with cold biopsy. Instrumental of a sick last year, which I'm thinking about the fact that the patient is a very offensive. This is a very offensive. I saw a polypectomy size of a flexure with the tattooing. The mucosa appeared to be granulated and appeared to be thickened. So I decided to do the biopsy of this polypectomy site, which was tattooed. The biopsy was, the mucosa appeared to be on the biopsy. Mucosa appeared to be peeled and create a gap in the mucous membrane from the biopsy site. It was also oozing, so I decided to do a metal clip to close this gap, and which would stop the oozing also. And the cecum was identified, and the cecum was was identified also. Patients of fair prep coming out, I did not see any recurrent polyps, rectum and revealed, but grade 1 trihalon oblique versus distributional complication for colonoscopic cecum. Number 2, fair prep. Number 3, thickened mucosa node of polypectomy size of hepatic flexure, which was area tattooed. It has some granulated mucous membrane on the polypectomy side. This suspicion, could this be any local recurrence? So I did decide to do the biopsy. And the biopsy was done, which after the post biopsy, it looked like a peeling of the mucosa, which also created a little gap there. So I did the biopsy, and also it was oozing. So I put a metal clip to close this mucosal gap / mucosal tear, coming to rectal colon, remarkable. There's grade 1, grade 2 until hemorrhage recognition. I went with a biopsy. If the biopsy comes negative, people not sleeping 2 years. Number 2, allowing the patient to develop any abdominal pain. Then she needs to report to us as soon as possible to, so we can do that, so that we can see if there's any colon perforation that happened because of this mucosal peeling. Maybe in next next 6 hours, next 4 hours NPO, and then if there's no pain, then start clear liquid, advance the solid in next 24 hours to the full liquids, and the instruction will be given to the patient. And for any abdominal pain, she's going to come to the nearest emergency room as possible and get the abdominal X-ray done. To avoid any colonic perforation. Following to this restriction, please send a copy to patient primary care provider and copy Dr. Padam Sari. Dear procedure was August 22nd, August 29th, 2022, August 29th, 2022, patient's option.